Chapter 82. Erase everything you know about this rock sample. Michael Tollin had been struggling with his own disquieting ruminations about the meteorite. But now, with Rachel's probing questions, he was feeling an added unease over the issue. He looked down at the rock slice in his hand. Pretend someone handed it to you with no explanation of where it was found or what it is. What would your analysis be? Rachel's question, Tollin knew, was loaded, and yet, as an analytical exercise, it proved powerful. By discarding all the data he had been given on his arrival at the Habosphere, Tollin had to admit that his analysis of the fossils was profoundly biased by a singular premise, that the rock in which the fossils were found was a meteorite. What if I had not been told about the meteorite? He asked himself. Although still unable to fathom any other explanation, Tollin allowed himself the leeway of hypothetically removing the meteorite as a presupposition, and when he did, the results were somewhat unsettling. Now Tollin and Rachel, joined by a groggy Corky Marlinson, were discussing the ideas. So, Rachel repeated, her voice intense. Mike, you're saying that if someone handed you this fossilized rock with no explanation whatsoever, you would have to conclude it was from Earth? Of course, Tollin replied. What else could I conclude? It's a far greater leap to assert you found extraterrestrial life than it is to assert you found a fossil of some previously undiscovered terrestrial species. Scientists discover dozens of new species every year.
2-foot-long lice?
Corky demanded, sounding incredulous.
You would assume a bug that big is from Earth?
Not now, maybe, Tollin replied. But the species doesn't necessarily have to be currently living. It's a fossil. It's 170 million years old. About the same age as our Jurassic. A lot of prehistoric fossils are oversized creatures that look shocking when we discover their fossilized remains. Enormous winged reptiles, dinosaurs, birds.
Not to be the physicist here, Mike, Corky said. But there's a serious flaw in your argument. The prehistoric creatures you just named, dinosaurs, reptiles, birds, they all have internal skeletons, which gives them the capability to grow to large sizes, despite the Earth's gravity. But this fossil, he took the sample and held it up, these guys have exoskeletons. They're arthropods, bugs. You yourself said that any bug this big could only have evolved in a low-gravity environment. Otherwise, its outer skeleton would have collapsed under its own weight.
Correct, Tollin said. This species would have collapsed under its own weight if it walked around on Earth. Corky's brow furrowed with annoyance.
Well, Mike, unless some caveman was running an anti-gravity louse farm, I don't see how you could possibly conclude a 2-foot-long bug is earthly in origin.
Tollin smiled inwardly to think Corky was missing such a simple point. Actually, there's another possibility. He focused closely on his friend. Corky, you're used to looking up. Look down. There's an abundant anti-gravity environment right here on Earth, and it's been here since prehistoric times. Corky stared.
What the hell are you talking about?
Rachel also looked surprised. Tollin pointed out the window at the moonlit sea glistening beneath the plane.
The ocean.
Rachel let out a low whistle.
Of course.
Water is a low-gravity environment, Tollin explained. Everything weighs less underwater. The ocean supports enormous, fragile structures that could never exist on land. Jellyfish, giant squid, ribbon eels. Corky acquiesced, but only slightly.
Fine, but the prehistoric ocean never had giant bugs.
Sure it did. And it still does, in fact. People eat them every day. They're a delicacy in most countries.
Mike, who the hell eats giant sea bugs?
Anyone who eats lobsters, crabs, and shrimp. Corky stared. Crustaceans are essentially giant sea bugs, Tollin explained. They're a suborder of the phylum Arthropoda,
Lice, crabs, spiders, insects, grasshoppers, scorpions, lobsters, they're all related. They're all species with jointed appendages and external skeletons.